So I want to mention some names. We got Eric Sermon, Parrish Smith, Prodigy, Havoc, 3000, Big Boy, Ruck and Rock, Tech and Steel. Now, you know, these are some elite duos in hip hop. And tonight we have the privilege to chat with a duo that is elite in 2023. Their most recent album is a phenomenal experience through hard hitting boom bap beats with a touch of soul combined with witty bars. The album is Severance Pack, and it's one of the best albums out right now. If you don't believe me, just go listen to it and see for yourself. We're going to get into that album and much more right now. Friends, please join me as we welcome to the Boom Bap Chat, Ill Paul.
What up?
Hello. What's up, fellas?
Hello.
Yo, fellas, how you doing?
Awesome. Hey,
yeah, doing fantastic, man. Happy to be here, man. And big shout out to you, MC Till, for this platform, man. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you guys being here. I can't even remember how I came across y'all, but I heard that album Severance Pack, and I was like, wow, these guys are phenomenal. This album is so dope. So I really appreciate you being here tonight. So first question, I just want to jump in. Who is Ill Paul? How'd you get your name for those that have may not come across you yet? So we'll start there. Who's Ill Paul and where'd that name come from?
I feel like we have told this story 1,000 times.
Yep.
But hey, it might be a first time for the listeners. Tell
exactly.
Them.
Right. Exactly.
So Ill Paul started on the campus of North Carolina A&T State University in Greensboro in the late 90s. We had a group, and it was five of us. And we were listening to a Tribe. We're listening to a Tribe album at the time. And I believe I don't remember the actual name of the song, but it was Tribe Called Quest, and Large Professor was on the record. And the boss said self-mission.
I had her in an ill position.
And we just looked at each other, was like, that's our name. Our name is Ill Position, you know, the five members of the group. And as the other three members who are still family to us, and we could talk about that later on, still close family to us and have had a part in our journey, as they departed from the group, we chopped the name down to Ill Paul. And that's what you got, Bonnie Bones, Ill Paul.
That's dope. That's dope.
Yeah.
And you've probably been asked this question before too. But there's an MC, producer, videographer. He does all kinds of stuff. Ill Poetic, who will sometimes go by Ill Paul. Do you know this artist?
We've heard.
But, okay. Hey, cool. And also, we've met him. So a couple years back, we did the 2x2 Festival in Columbus.
Okay.
Columbus, Ohio. And he said, Ill Paul. And I said, Ill Paul? And we actually got a picture. Us and him. So when Ill Paul meets Ill Paul.
Yeah. Yep. That's dope. Yep. I know about Ill Poetic because he is either from Cincinnati or used to live here. And I live in Cincinnati. So we met a few times. And so actually someone in Cincinnati was like, oh, you're going to be talking to Ill Paul. I was like, oh, wait, different Ill Paul.
We got a Cincinnati connection, too, that I could tell you about a little later, too.
Oh, word. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I was about to say, who was it? Was it the Jerks?
The Jerks, Tanya Morgan. Tanya Morgan. And we all went to college together. So Ilias and Don was at the same college at the same time, but they went by the Jerks at that time. But Tanya Morgan.
That's a great name for a hip hop duo or a hip hop group, rather. The Jerks.
Yeah. they were the Jerks.
Yeah. That's cool. There's another MC that I've known for a long time, and when I posted about tonight, he was like, oh man, they Ill Paul is dope. Kazmeta out of Ohio, not Cincinnati, but Ohio. So I'm sure he's tuning in, sending his love. He said he's rocked some shows with you guys.
Yeah, I think we ran into him. We did a few things with Kaz, but he was at a 2x2 Fest too, yep. Wasn't he?
Yep, he was at the 2x2.
He held me down. With something that I need to pull.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mentioned some pretty dope duos in the intro. I'm curious to know who are some of the duos both, you know, more known and maybe lesser known duos that kind of raised you all or inspired you all musically?
You named them. That's not all of them, to be clear. I'm going to tell you the one thing that we always get comparisons to, because you've heard the music. You haven't seen the live show. And that's a totally different experience, but it's phenomenal. You know, if I do say so myself, but we get a lot of MOP. Like that's a lot of the after we get a y'all like a MOP, maybe a tad down on the aggressiveness. The energy's still the same, but the music just a little bit different. We get MOP a lot, but obviously, you know, all the greats, EPMD, Dos FX, you know, all the, we any duo, you know, they have definitely helped shape who we are, helped to Skelter, Smith and Wesson, Hav and P. Who else, Jay?
Oh, yes.
I mean, I you know, when you think of duos and probably some that kind of get overlooked. Smooth the Hustler, Trigger the Gambler.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
All right, how about this one? My live show is more like MC Hammer and Too Big MC. I'm just joking. That's a phenomenal hip-hop duo, though. That's a phenomenal hip-hop duo. I'm not gonna hold you to represent, you know, where we from, little brother. You know what I'm saying? Fonte and Rapper Pooh as a collective. I think they're one of the greatest duos probably of all time in hip hop, in my eyes.
You know, it's interesting you say that. I feel like, and as you said, MOP. I feel like you guys are like at the intersection of those two groups. Like if you put MOP and Lil Brother and they had a hip hop kid together, it would be y'all, because you got a hardness to you, but you got a smoothness to you. And you're kind of in the middle, you know? So
first time I'm hearing that one. I like that.
Absolutely. Like that. That's about spot on there too. That's that the really first time. Yeah.
Wow.
And Severance Pack, I feel that on Severance Pack, because like the what is that joint that I love on Severance? Move On? No. Grow On,
keep going.
Man, that when I heard that beat, I was like, man, this reminds me of Annie Up by MOP. It just has that energy to it, you know.
Funny story about Keep Going almost didn't make the album. And I'm telling the inside because I was a real big cheerleader for Keep Going, like, yo, that's that shit. I was like, I don't know about that, right? And it's the only feature on the album, right? Well, Boone's sister is actually on the hook. And I was like, yo, that record, man, that record, just when I hear it, it does something to me. And my wife sent me the Denzel soundbite. She was like, babe, that song y'all got with Deanna, I think this will go great in front of it. And yeah, there we go. And it made the album.
Man, I can't believe that was even a question. That song, I love that song.
You know, us artists, we picky, man. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you gotta trust. So, you know, that's the one thing I'm gonna tell you about being in a duo, because a lot of people, you know, may not know, we both Jay and myself have done solo projects. Right. You know what I'm saying? But as far as whenever we work together, you gotta have that give and take. You know what I'm saying? You got to have those checks and balances.
Right.
So sometimes it might be a joint that, you know, I might be like, he like, nah, trust me. Like, this is the one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or vice versa. He might be like, nah, like, I'm like, trust me. So that's the other thing that you know what I'm saying, learn in being in a group, you know what I'm saying, specifically, you know, in partnership with two of us. Like, sometimes you just got to be like, I ain't feeling it, but I trust you.
Yes. That's all. That's a great. That's a great thing about community, and whether it's just a duo or a collective or whatever, man, that's beautiful.
That's beautiful. Checks and balances.
Exactly. Yo, if you're tuning in, this is the Boom Bap Chat. We got the one and only Illpo on the show tonight. Super excited about this conversation. Also super excited about our new book, the Boom Bap Review Volume 5. Mm-hmm. And Illpo's new album, Severance Pack, will be in there. It'll get a nod, a mention in the top 100 for sure.
That's awesome.
It's going to land in the top 100, you just have to wait and see. But you can pre-order that book tonight at boombapreview.com. I want to bring in my man Iomas Marad into the next part of our conversation, because we're going to get into some hip hop dialogue about where hip hop is, where it's going, that type of thing. I want to introduce to you guys my man Marcus Iomas Marad. What's up, Iomas?
What's good? What's good? How you feeling, man?
Peace, family. How you?
Fantastic. What's up, bro?
Peace. What's happening? What's happening?
It's good to have you on, Marcus. Always good to see you. I wanted to ask you guys, you know, on this show, we talk a lot about like mentors and gatekeepers, you know, people that care about the culture, care about hip hop, you know, and want to build and grow with the artists, not just to make them better artists, but to make them better people, you know. And so I'm just curious to know, you know, who is that for you, or who has that been for you guys in your life?
That's a good question. I think instantly what comes to my mind, just to be transparent, is individuals like you. They kind of keep the, because there are hundreds, maybe thousands of individuals like yourself that provide these types of platforms for cats like me and Boones. And, you know, we come from a time where it was all about getting a record deal or having your song on the radio.
Right.
And that's not the age we're in. That's a good, I mean, if you're able to get that type of backing or have your music played on major radio, that's a great thing, but that's not the only thing anymore. We got options, right? We got satellite radio, we got podcasts, you know, cats got platforms, you got blogs, you got all of these different ways to get your music out to the masses. I mean, I think in our journey, we've been able to connect with so many people organically, and not having to have to pay a publicist or someone to do the work for us. And I think, you know, a lot of artists probably on our level probably can't even say that because we, I think there's individuals gravitate to us once they hear the music, and they stay around us once they get to meet us because they realize, oh, damn, they actually some good dudes.
Yeah.
We've connected with, you know, like, and just the age of streaming, right? We've connected with so many people from Europe, Africa, Canada, you know, Australia, you know, like one of our biggest followings is in Romania.
Oh, wow.
So, and which is, you know, we're in North Carolina.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's in Eastern Europe. You know what I'm saying? So the individuals, and, you know, it's an individual out there that has been promoting Illpo. And we happen to, you know, meet this individual and have some dialogue with him. We actually put him on an interlude, right, Boons, on album before Severus Pack. So Willpower. You know what I'm saying, like, yeah, on Willpower. So that's my thing. Those are the individuals I look forward to. Y'all are my news. Y'all put me on to other people that I may not have heard for. And y'all also celebrate some of my favorite albums that I grew up on. So that's me. What you got? What you got on that, Boons?
I think to kind of take it, you know what I'm saying, away from the music. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you know, we work 9 to 5s. You know, we regular dudes. We've come up with hip hop. And it's a blessing to be able to do it as long as we've been doing it and doing it at the level that we've been doing it. But seeing how my partner, you know, Jay, like the one thing we pride ourselves is keeping good people around us. Mm-hmm. A lot of the friends that we, both of us had, you know, coming up in high school, still friends with, in college, still friends with, and great guys, great dads. So just kind of on a real life aspect, our friends, our family, you know, we come from, again, great families. Like, some of the people that are closest to us are really our biggest inspirations and mentors. We have a lot of people who are heavily into entrepreneurship, people doing things with big companies. It kind of fuels the fire because, you know, sometimes you get burnt out with the rap thing. And you gotta have that, you know, that work-life balance, essentially. You know what I'm saying? Or that music work-life balance. It's a triple threat, really, with us. So, you know, whether we get charged up from, you know, our surroundings, you know what I'm saying, or the music, it all kind of ties in.
Yeah, that's dope. That's super dope. I don't mind anything you'd add to that.
Yeah, that's I love their perspective. Like that's powerful. Like, and the fact that y'all, you know, the music, me hearing the quality of y'all music is dope, man. Solid. And it makes sense now, just hearing y'all perspective on y'all approach to doing music. It makes sense. You know what I'm saying? That's yeah. dope.
Yeah, appreciate that. Appreciate that. And you can hear it in the music. I mean, we don't, you know, if you go back to our older projects, you know, we've grown in this thing. But we don't put on no, you know, we are who we are. You listen to the music, it's like you having a conversation with us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's dope. I love hip hop like that. That's more down to earth, you know, not on some prima donna stuff. That's really dope. Yeah. So that's y'all hip hop. What do you think about kind of hip hop in general right now? If someone asks you, well, I'm gonna ask you, where is hip hop right now? What would be your response?
Hip hop is the business. Go ahead, Bones. That's all I'm gonna say. Period.
I'm gonna say I love it. And one thing I love hip hop, and I love the evolution of it, despite if I'm uncomfortable with it at times. It has not looked like the thing that I remembered at times. It's looked very much like the thing that I remembered at times. It also takes me back. You know, sometimes I hear the criticism of, you know, where the music is, and it sounds very similar to what older people were telling us when we were young. So one, you know what I'm saying? I'm very big on, like, you got to let people go through, you know, what they go through. If you feel detached from it, the great thing about, you know, the current state of hip hop is there's always a pocket for you to find a music that you like and want to gravitate to. So it's not, you shouldn't have no excuse. I remember I used to get on my homeboys from the crib. It's like, yo, hip hop is dead, ain't nothing. I'm like, that's not true. You got to find it. Now, from a commercial perspective, there's an agenda, clearly. And that's been the case for a minute, though. That's not like that's just happened in the past 4 years. There's been an agenda. It's kind of, you know, obviously, I would say from a commercial perspective, female dominated right now, and a certain type of female, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you take the good with the bad at the end of the day. Like I said, you got to know where to go to find the things that you like. As long as you know how to do that, you know, hip hop is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
What you got, Jay?
Nah, I think you just summed up why I said it's the business. I got to applaud the new generation in regards to just their DIY approach. The do it yourself. I don't really need to lean on anybody else to make something shake. I can make it all happen myself. I can record myself. I can shoot my own videos. I can do this. I can, you know, develop my own marketing plan. I can throw my own shows. But it is a business, and really, ratchetry is run amok. I mean, we were ratchet. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're ratchet. You know what I'm saying? You know, the game went from we were the sellers, we were the business people. Then it turned into the consumer, you know, with the future era and the pill era, it turned into, we went from selling drugs to being the drug user. You know, it kind of switched over, like, you know, it went from, I don't know, it just went from making money to having money and buying drugs and getting high and using all type of things to escape my own reality. And I think it's coming back I think what COVID did was help people realize that there's more out there than what's played, like I was saying, than what's played on the radio, than what's played in the club, you know, or you can go to a club that plays boom bap. You don't have to go to the club that plays the mainstream trap pill popping music all the time. So there are options, but it's definitely a business, and the powers that be are behind a certain thing. But also, when I think about music right now, I think about the resurgence of entities like Griselda and what Griselda has done for the type of music that we probably like to hear. And also, I think Griselda's also put the batteries in a lot of cats' backs in regards to, oh, man, I can still do this. I was doing this anyway. So let me go ahead and push it. Let me try to push it forward. And, you know, I think Griselda did inspire a whole new generation of older hip-hoppers. So that's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, yeah. Anything you add, Almas?
No, I think they summed it up perfectly. Like, that's where I'm at too. Like, it's out there. You just gotta look harder for the type of music that you're looking for. Like, that's the truth. And like, when it comes to mainstream, there's definitely an agenda. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? and that, you know, it's the same stuff repeated over and over.
Same
messaging, the same imagery, all of that. But it's not saying that that's bad hip hop. I'm just saying that they're the type of hip hop you looking for. You just got to look for it now.
Yeah.
It's not as accessible as it once was.
I'm gonna go ahead and jump out there. You know, I definitely think again, the message is intentional.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to protect ours. To a certain degree, you know what I mean? And it's essentially, to me, I always looked at it like this: commercial hip hop and the subliminal message of it is intended to prey on the weak-minded. Because we listen to everything under the sun growing up. You know, the message ain't no raunchier or more gangster than it was when we were. When we were coming up, we definitely had more options. And it's kind of like they filtered those options out. And they're like, no, we just trying to give y'all this. This is what y'all are. This is who y'all are. Run with that. And if you don't come from, you know, strong household, or you don't have, again, a strong tribe around you, it's a lot of people that they see that, they believe that, that's what they shoot for. That's what the goal is to be as gangster, as raunchy. And, you know, they're going to fill up them prisons. You know what I'm saying? They're going to fill up, you know what I'm saying? That they're going to, are they going to end up in them coffins? However it is, again, all that is intentional, but we survived that. You know, we survived worse. We're going to survive. We're going to survive more.
Facts. Absolutely.
It's like,
absolutely.
Like I was talking to my homegirl, right? She was like, you know, just to be specific, she was like, dad, I can't believe that we got a record called Pound Town. I said, well, did you believe that when we were growing up, we had a record called Knockin' the Boots? What's the difference? It was just flow, and they were singing. And now this is a female. Now, mind you, my goal is to protect my 5-year-old daughter from hearing Pound Town. You feel me?
Absolutely.
Like, I don't want my daughter singing that, or even knowing the cadence. I don't, you know what I'm saying? So it's a different, it's coming from a different space and a different perspective. You know what I'm saying? I remember we had this song this one time. It was called Zone Out. And a couple of our friends was like, look, we need to do this song. We're going to throw a stripper party and we want y'all to do the video for Zone Out. And Boone's like, I was like, yes, let's do it. Let's do it. Boone's like, yo, son, I got a daughter, man. I can't do that.
Right.
And I was like, word? I was like, yeah, you right. You right.
Nah, he was like, you old, can I cuss on here?
Yeah, you can cuss on here.
He was like, you old bitch ass. That's what he was like. He was like, yo, you. I was like, yo. I said, you don't understand, but one day you will. And lo and behold, you hear him now, right?
Right.
You hear him now, right?
I'm here. Yeah.
Y'all want to bring in a few comments that are floating on Facebook right now about this subject. Sean Mason says rap is industry music. Hip hop is cultural music. That's a good input.
Busta Rhymes.
And E, the Mad Assassin. Shout out to E. He's dope. I think the agenda became that once they saw that people would buy it, which, I feel that. And, you know, you guys touched on something that has been frustrating me for a long time, because I remember, you know, coming up getting into hip hop music. Like, I love De La Soul and KRS-One, you know, groups like that. And I would hear songs like that, but then I would hear the Ghetto Boys, or I would hear Too Short or Quick or whoever. And so I feel like, you know, it's not that I'm not for censorship or anything like that. I'm for the opposite. You know, I want a plethora of voices at the table, you know, because everyone's voice you know, is valuable and everyone's experience is valuable. Right. But like, I think Boons, you said it, when you filter out everything except one voice, that's not good. You know, even if you filtered out, even if the radio was just filled with like KRS-One's, like that's not good either, because not everyone lives that life. Not everyone's on that level.
Exactly.
You need people that have a different experience, a different point of view. You know, it's healthy, you know, so that's my frustration. Cause when you turn on the radio, you don't get, you have to search for it now. So it's like the blessing and the curse. Cause it's out there. There's more conscious music or more dope hip hop out there now than there's ever been, because there's so much of it, but it's hard to find, you know.
But I think there's so many. Go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead, Bones. Go ahead, bro.
Well, I was just gonna say, there's so many. There's more artists today than there's ever been. Right. And obviously with the advent of the internet, you're gonna have access to it. So it's almost like sometimes stimulation overload with music, because like with me, I find so many different artists on IG. And of course, once the algorithm get a hold of like, you like this person page, it's going to send you four more artists the next day. But I love it though, because I come across so many dope artists just on IG, you know what I'm saying? And just like, oh, boom, who is this? I like this. Follow them, sometimes connect with them, sometimes collab with them. But again, it's so much out there now. It's just about you getting your hands on it and getting to it. And that's one of the things that keeps us going. That's one of the reasons we're here, because, you know what I'm saying, our music got to you, and you was able to, you know what I'm saying, to provide a platform to us to get on. So we, again, greatly appreciate you for having us. Shout out to Either Mad, too. That's our dog right there.
Yeah. Did y'all go to school with him, too? Because I feel like he made a comment when y'all were talking about school.
Yeah, absolutely.
We were all at ANT at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Hella shows together.
Yeah. Wow. It's a couple cats that was at ANT during our era. Like, you know, you got the like I mentioned, the Jerks, Tanya Morgan.
Right.
You had us, you had Eda Mad, you had One Sunline Rais, you had Amir Suleiman, who was a Grammy nominated poet. He was a rapper by the name of Paradox at the time. It was a whole new, I don't know, it was crazy. Then, you know, right after that, you had individuals like King Mez, who did a lot of writing for Dr. Dre on his last project, shot some J. Cole videos. He's from Carolina too. But yeah, it's a lot. It was a lot of hip hop going on when we were A&T. And then the difference now is, like Boons was saying, everybody rap. Then back then, if you couldn't rap, you didn't rap. So it was more of an audience. It was more of a spectator sport. It was like, yo, after class, meet me here. Let's get to it. And then it's a crowd of people, you know, from all over, just, you know, enjoying the vibes.
Yeah.
We used to battle mainstream cats that come to the yard.
Whoa. That's dope. Probably ate him up too.
That. Yeah, he probably did.
Hey, wanna bring in a few more voices here. Brutus Maximus from Raw Side Hip Hop said he's dope. Love the authenticity that Illpo bring. Referring to the music, the hip hop discussion, it's like movies. Do you only watch John Wick and The Equalizer, or do you also watch Avatar, Hamilton, Harry Potter? Exactly. Like, variety.
And a little bit of Tubi. Sprinkle a little bit of Tubi up in there.
Yeah, no doubt. And S, Dope MCS said, no excuse for folks not being able to find music. It's literally a few clicks away. I feel that. And also, I also know people are not like me. People are not always just looking for music, you know? And so with so much of it out there, it's almost like we need a book that captures like the dopest boom bap hip hop that comes out every year. And we have such a book at boombapreview.com. You can pre-order your book tonight, and it'll come in November. So make sure you check that out at boombapreview.com. You're tuned into the Boom Bap chat here with Illpo and Iomas Miraz, the co-host. And let's see, Jay, you were about to say something, man. Go ahead.
Nah, I was going to say, I think Brutus Maximus, I believe he's even from Australia.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. Like the reach these days, our reach can stretch so far. But what's crazy is even the people from the furthest places, I had to ship 7 Illpo CDs to the Czech Republic a month ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, people still want that. They still want that tangible. They still want that tangible, you know, that hard copy work. And it's just amazing that people are still, they be like, yeah, I can stream it, but I want the CD. Or I want the vinyl. Or I want the, you know, I want the T-shirt. I want the sweatshirt. What are you about to say, Bones?
Nah, I don't even want to cut you off. I want you to finish, but I want to say something when you're done.
No, I'm done.
Let me tell you something about them CDs, because don't be fooled about the streaming and digital age, because that's a part of it, and you need streams, but you need to always have physical merch on you. You know, we have the shirts, we got the hats, we got the vinyls.
I need one of them hats, bro.
Hey, we listen.
I need one of them hats, bro.
We about to re-up on the merch game, but a lot of times, you know, they try to make you feel like you still got CDs. Hell yeah, we got CDs. That's physical merch. And I don't got time to just be waiting for these pennies to add up off these streams when I had to pay for studio time, videographers, you know what I'm saying? Mixing, all of the things that you have to pay for. Hell yeah, we got CDs. And they move too.
Yeah.
They move too. We're gonna always you're gonna see CDs. That's a part of your merch package.
Yo, CDs be jumping, yo. Like it's a misconception out there. Like the whole misconception, like with CDs, is also the misconception in hip hop with ageism. Like, why we got to be the only genre that put a ceiling on how old an MC gotta be.
Exactly.
Like,
it's
right?
Terrible.
Do you stop listening to it? So when I turn 40, I got to stop listening to hip hop too. So, you know, we're the only, it's just this misconception that's out there that about, you know, you have to be a certain age and a certain demographic or, you know, just whatever. Hip hop been a young man game all the whole time. But what happens is hip hop has grown with individuals like us on this line.
Yeah,
like we just grew up with that shit. Like, you know,
yeah.
I don't know about y'all. I used to break dance. I'm, you know, I used to be break dancing.
Yeah, me too.
And I was nice.
Yeah,
like I don't know about y'all. I was nice, and we grew up with, you know, beatboxing and just party rocking and things of that nature. And then, you know, with me growing up in Virginia, I grew up in New York and Virginia, and went to college in Carolina. But growing up in Virginia, you also had that go-go influence that really spread down from D.C., Northern Virginia, the DMV area. So rocking parties and live instrumentation and just all of these things kind of, it's all hip-hop. Go-go ain't nothing but another genre of hip-hop with a little bit of congos with it. So it's you know, all of those things, and just being in New York and then getting around cats at A&T like Bones and my other brothers, it made that shit even greater.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's up.
No doubt. You mentioned CDs. When I first heard the album Severance Pack, I think I hit y'all up immediately. Y'all, do you have a CD? And you're like, yes, we do. And
Absolutely.
That mug with the quickness. So I want to get into this album, Severance Pack. Your newest album, unless y'all snuck something out that I don't know about. This is your most recent album, came out earlier this year. And how's it been? You've been performing this joint for a minute now since it came out. Are you doing songs off of this when you do shows?
Yeah, great reception too. I mean, and again, we have a lot of catalog. So it's crazy we'll kind of perform the records that whatever we drop, right? But we have, then we're doing shows and cats are like, yo, why didn't y'all do the joint? You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, that, you know what I'm saying? That was off the last project. So it's been crazy to even watch how our shows are evolving, because essentially when we perform, we're going to be performing whatever record is out. Now we might have a couple, you know what I'm saying, that will sneak in there. But Severance Pack is definitely the latest joint. Multiple producers on there. It's one of my favorite joints, you know, that we've done.
So I wanted to ask y'all first, the sound of the album. Who helped make it sound so good? Because it's, I don't know if that was in the mixing, probably mixing and mastering, but it sounds really, really good. It's a
shout them out, Jay. Shout them out. Who the number one engineer in the world? We can't hear you, son.
Oh, Jay got muted somehow. Jay, you're muted.
So, big shouts to our light skin, our light skin brethren. My man B Staples, first up at Livewire.
Absolutely.
We did worst case scenario with drugs beats would be. We did willpower. I did Banzai. Booms did Nobody Asked for This. And we just did Severance Pack with B. So B is like one of us. That's our family. He's amazing at what he does. I won't tell him to his face, but I'll tell him on y'all's platform that he's freaking awesome. But yeah, he's probably one of the best engineers that we've ever worked with. He's a hidden jewel in the entire state of North Carolina. He knows what he's doing. He's not gonna waste your time, and also he's gonna give his insight. I love engineers that be like, hey, how about we try this? I love that. Yeah. Then you step into the producer realm and not just engineering, but help construct what these records supposed to sound like or how they're supposed to feel.
Yeah.
Don't let anybody sell you on a lack of importance of an engineer. Like it's cool to record. If you can do it yourself, cool, that's great. But it's nothing like an engineer who knows what he's doing is going to take your sound and make it 10 times better.
Yeah,
that's right. That's a fact.
He had that album sounding great. So
we appreciate it.
Y'all need somebody, Brian? Is it Brian Staples?
Yep, first up at Livewire Studios.
Livewire, the launch pad.
Livewire Studios, Greensboro, NC.
So an album like this, Severance Pack, does the idea of the album and the songs come first? Or are y'all just recording songs and then you hear a few and you're like, okay, this is going to be an album now?
So this is what's interesting. And again, it's, I think, with our creative process, because one, you know, me and Jay don't do a lot of writing together. Earlier in our careers, when we were together every day before cats had families, we writing every day together. We work, come home, write, roll up, drink. That's what we're doing. But in this space, you know, cats grow up, get families, you live separate. So we rarely write together, but we just kind of check in. We got this joint, you do that, write to this one. And we come together. The verses typically are still seamless, even though we ain't writing them together. Mm-hmm. What's interesting is how we'll have a record that we'll do in February. And, you know, we'll do it. We don't know what we're going to do with it. We'll keep doing records or whatever, because it's not like we're saying this is what the album is going to be. We might just be working on something. And then next thing you know, all right, we got five songs. We need to go ahead and do a project. Let's add this to it. Let's add that to it. So songs we did 5, 6, 7 months ago are seamlessly tying into records that we're doing 7, 8 months later. Okay. And it sounds like y'all, all of us congruent, right? But we didn't necessarily plan it out that way. Yeah. It's just, you know what I'm saying, the way that it came out.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, that is dope. That's dope. And I think when you're on the same page, you know, and good synergy is happening, that makes sense. That's not surprising that you would have such a gap, but still it sounds like it's a cohesive project, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Speaking of cohesive project, I am curious also to know, was there any intentionality around like the beats you picked? Cause that like I was describing earlier, they kind of have a hard edge to them, but they're also kind of soulful, and you work, there's a lot of different producers on the album, a lot of different beat makers. So was there some intentionality around, you know, who you worked with and which ones, you know, went on the album to make it feel like a cohesive, you know, project?
You know, what's crazy about this journey, man, all those producers on that album, we really consider family. Just to be transparent with you. So you got B Squared, we're part of this collective called Watts, which is We Are the Standard, which is me and Boones, OC from NC, B Squared, and then you have other entities that kind of get involved with Watts here and there. He did joints on there. Our brother Gav Beats, a Grammy award winning producer, R&B, He has a lot of placements on TV right now, on, you know, The Shy. He has a lot of music on The Shy right now. Drugs Beats, who is our brother. We've done, I did my entire solo with Drugs Beats. We did two projects with him. We're going to work on the third one pretty soon.
Grammy-nominated Drugs Beats. Put some respect on that man's name.
My bad. Grammy-nominated Drugs Beats.
There we go.
He also produced on Dr. Dre's last album on the joint with Kendrick and Ambrosia.
Oh, dope. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, he did that joint. Then we got Poe Mac, who's our Roanoke brother from Roanoke, VA.
He's dope.
And Van Guns. Who also is a Roanoke VA guy. This is our family. Like, we do a lot of shows with these guys. Roanoke VA always shows us much love. It's about a 2-hour ride from where we are. So we'll ride up to the mountains and go rock out a show and drink some booze and, you know, head back down. So that's family. And then hopefully I'm not leaving nobody out. We got Nazar Wonder, who did a record on there called FLW OTW.
Yes.
And that record is the prelude to our next album. Okay. Because collectively, us and Nazar are going to form something called FLW. And so we have a new album coming out called Britta. It's an EP. But yeah, that's probably going to be dropping within the next few days or probably next couple weeks.
Okay. Hey,
I'm putting it out there. You see? You see how I put it?
Hey, I see. Put a little pressure. My man put a little pressure on us. I see. I see. Okay. Hey, let's match it.
You said that's what Nazar Wonder?
Yeah, Nazar Wonder. He's also, and you know, outside of Poe Mac and Van Guns, you know, all those producers are from Carolina. So,
okay, dope. Nazar Wonder, he's been watching, tuning in, commenting on the show tonight. So shout out to you, Nazar Wonder.
Oh yeah, he's a beat. He's a fool with it.
He's a damn fool.
That's a dope beat. That's a super dope beat. That's the thing about album. Go ahead.
Well, I'm gonna tell y'all because I'm looking at the clock. I can already tell we like minds. Yo, we got to do this again. And I don't even care. I don't even care if it's for the show or offline. But just to chop it up, this is dope, yo. So again,
word up.
Thanks for having us. But I can already tell we could probably be here for 3 hours having these conversations.
You already
now,
know.
How about this? I want to go to Cincinnati. I want to get some chili, and then I want to You know, we can talk about it over chili.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all definitely need to come to Cincinnati. Yeah, I'm sure y'all been to Cincinnati before.
I've never been. Columbus is the only place that we've had the opportunity to rock at.
And not a bad drive at all. Yo, say the word. We'll come through.
It wasn't a bad drive, but it was a bad sleep because Boons was responsible for our booking. And I didn't realize that Columbus, Ohio had parts that resemble the wire. It felt like we was in the low rise.
Wow.
Yeah, right. I'll make sure you have a nice spot. Come to Cincinnati. Thank you, sir. For sure. So this album, Severance Pack, there's a line on Study Hall that really stuck out to me that I wanted to ask more about it. You said, "Your ego is the reason I killed mine." I don't know why that stuck out to me, but it did.
Because it's a bar, MC Till, because that's a bar. Bars all through that. It's bars everywhere. And I'm going to tell you, if you might not catch them on the first listen.
Oh, no. Yes.
Yeah, your ego was the reason I killed mine. I spent time focused. Absolutely. I mean, I'm big on ego death. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us just make so much more of things and situations and make it about ourselves. And like, I just living life, like the past, I would say 8 years, slow ego death for me. So I'm extremely humble. But I see so much like people's downfall be their ego. It's the reason I killed mine.
Yeah. I feel that. Cause I, you know, being a father, I'm always like pointing out when my kids see bad behavior from other kids or other people, I'm like, yeah, see that? Don't do that. You know, don't be like that. And that's what made me think of that when I heard that line. It's like, man, we can learn so much through other people's mistakes. Now, sometimes we just have to make our own mistakes. There's just, right. It's just life. We have to do it. But right. Sometimes we can prevent things by watching Absolutely. Other people. And that can be part of their blessing going through that mistake so that other people don't have to, you know? So yeah. Anyway, dope bar right there. I like that line. I like that
Reese,
line.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, of course.
What song is that? What song is that on? You remember that?
Study Hall, I believe.
Is it Study Hall?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. All right. Fun question. are y'all really going to start a restaurant called It's Hard Out Here for a Shrimp?
Hey, man. That's all we, I don't know. That's just been some weird. Ever since I went to this spot called Bubba Gump's, I always was like, yo, I want a damn. I think, you know, it's hard out here for a shrimp. That was the same time Hustle and Flow was out. And it's hard out here for a pimp.
Right.
That shit would be lit, though. That shit would be lit. We're not close to the coast, but if I was closer to the coast, I would definitely open that spot.
That's a and dope
it wouldn't
name.
Even be a, it wouldn't even be a storefront. It would be a cart. I'll walk around giving fresh shrimp right on the beach, like real shit.
That's what's up.
Yo,
but that's on Resting Youngers, right?
Yeah, Resting Youngers.
One of my favorite. B Square did this. Everybody did their thing for sure. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's one of my favorite joints right there.
Yeah, that and I can keep butchering this name.
Keep going.
Those two are probably my favorite joints. And the Resting Youngest one, like that beat is so smooth. And just that piano loop in there.
Those are both B Square product. Those are both B Square joints.
My favorite B Square joint is the first joint, Severance, and specifically because it was the one of the last joints we did. It was so funny that ended up being the first song on the album because it's so smooth. It's so mellow. It's kind of like morning, early morning. Do yourself a favor. Get in the whip early morning, Sunday morning. You ain't got nothing to do, whatever your vice is, and just put that first track. It's gonna take you. It's gonna you everything else gonna do the rest.
Yeah, it's a smooth. It's a great first track, sure. It kind of eases you into the joint.
And that was the last record we did for the album.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did it.
Yep.
So on Growth, the song Growth, another dope joint. You mentioned God in that song. Do you consider yourself spiritual, or religious, or anything of that form? And if so, how does that inform your music?
Great question. Great. I can tell you've been doing. I can tell this is your first rodeo, MC Tim. Fantastic question.
I try.
I personally, you know, I can just speak for myself. I try to put God in everything that I do. I am not, I personally don't feel that I am the maker of my own way. I feel like I'm the one that does the action, but I think there is a higher influence that allows us to do certain things. I grew up in the church, so therefore, I also instill that in my kids. My kids grew up in the church. My wife grew up in the church. So I've always had that connection from a spirituality standpoint. I'm not churchy. Or nothing like that, but I definitely feel like that is a, it's so many blessings, bro. Like, this is a blessing. Like, for me, this is a blessing, right? I wouldn't care to you like, hey, man, let's do this interview at 1 a.m. I would have been like, all right, bet. Let me get this power nap, and I'm going to get up and do this interview at 1 a.m. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's, we as a people have been through a lot, and especially in the past 5 to 6 years, or even like Boone said, the past 8 years. You know, when I talk to some of my elders, like people that are 80, 90 years old, and I, you know, when COVID hit, I'd be like, yo, y'all ever been through any shit like this? They were like, hell no, nah, we ain't never been through nothing like this before. We're almost 100 years old.
Yeah.
And to think about it, when that shit came, it was such a fear of the unknown. Mm-hmm. We didn't know, bro. We didn't know. We was fucking hoarding toilet paper, ribeye steaks, hamburgers, you know, like disinfectant spray was $27 a bottle. It was a crazy time. And you got to think about it. Our children, this is the new normal. This is like, this shit is normal for our kids. So definitely when my kids go out to school, You know, school used to be a safe place. It's not that safe no more. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Anywhere, like, you know, it used to be everybody in my neighborhood could give you a whooping. Anybody could give you a whooping in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to get another whooping when you get to the crib because you have to get a whooping outside the house. That's not the state that we're in right now. Yeah. So therefore, I feel like, you know, there has to be something that keeps us grounded. And yeah. So definitely, I'm definitely spiritual. I'm not going to say I'm religious, but I'm definitely spiritual.
Okay.
What about you, Boone? What about Boone? You some bitch, what are you?
I was going to say some off-script shit, but I'm not. At the end of the day, yes. I believe in a higher power. At the end of the day, I believe it's multiple paths to the creator. You know, do good, put good energy out there. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is at the end of the day, whether you Buddhist, Muslim, Christian, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, non-denominational, but I don't care what it is, man. It's so much, so many things out here. At the end of the day, put good energy out here. Try to eliminate, you know, negative energy. And that's kind of where I'm at with it. I definitely am a person who I would say I'm a spiritual person. I'm less religious and more spiritual.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. I know, correct me if I'm wrong, Almas, but I know I speak for you when I say that we really appreciate spiritually minded, you know, hip hop music. And we've always perceived hip hop as being a very spiritual thing, you know. So when we hear the music, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know. Yeah. And like you said, Boons, it doesn't really matter, like, you know, the labels that we put on it, you know, but there's just something about, you know, a sense of humility, a sense of community that you talked about, Jay, and, you know, just having that sense of like, it's not all about me. There's something greater than me, you know. And
that's a fact. And we always said we spit gospel, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is gospel. Like, it is our truth. It is, you know, what, and I think people kind of gravitate to us because what we speak is relatable, right? Mm-hmm. We don't talk about things, you know, back in the day, we used to talk about what we want. Oh, if I got this, I'm going to buy all of these things. But what we talk about is what we have or what we lost. That's like, the realest, because we done all lost something and we done all gained plenty. Yeah. So, you know, that's how we roll.
Yeah. That's dope. The last thing I want to say about the album is a last word from Brutus Maximus down in Raw Side Hip Hop. He does a lot of writing. He wrote about the album. And if you're watching this on Facebook, he actually put the link in the comments so you can check it out. But
he did a tremendous write-up on it.
Yeah.
Write-up on the album.
Yeah. And part of what he was talking about, he said this album was so well curated. Every element, the sequencing, et cetera, flawless. So if you want to check out that writing, go to rawsidehiphop.com and search Ilpo. I'm sure it'll pop up. You can check it out. Almas or Boons, Jay, anything else you want to say about the album before we move off the album?
I'm going to say, you know, again, if you go through our catalog, you can hear the growth in our music. I think that's the one thing that I have been appreciative of this journey. It's definitely become less about the destination and more about the journey and what you're hearing through all these collections of work. And if you have only heard Severance Pack, I encourage you to go back and listen to the previous catalog. Listen to Willpower, listen to Bonsai, listen to Worst Case Scenario, listen to Nobody Asked for This, listen to Mercy Rule. Like the last 5 to 6 albums, I'm literally watching in real time, like, we're getting better. The songs are crispier. The bars are adult. And they still have edge. So, you know, again, I feel like we're continuing to do our best work at this stage of the game. I think Severance Pack is an example of that. And I think you're going to continue to hit an elevation on a FL Dub project with Nazar.
Cool. Which I think he said, shh, don't say anything about it.
Oh, he said
on Facebook.
Okay.
I think that's what he was referring to.
And I think when you think of Severance Pack, right? You think about if you were working at a job and that job is no longer your job. Essentially, if you did a good job or if you were set up the right way with this particular place, you may walk away with a pack. You might walk away with some type of package. And I think when you listen to the album and you listen to what we're talking about, you listen to the songs and like 40 Acres and a Tesla and a lot of different songs that's on the album, or Keep Watching or Feel Alone or Not Healthy, it really sums up, you know, we are always prepared and ready to get out of this game what we felt like we put into it. So it's going to pay, you know what I'm saying? The fruits of your labor going to eventually be within, you know, it's going to be low hanging fruit. So, you know, we just got to be ready when it's low hanging and it's in tangible reach to be able to pull that and grab it and continue to eat for days and days. So Severance Pack is a great project. I'm glad Severance Pack got us to you, MC Till.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm just excited about what's next for us too.
Yeah. Same. All right, Amos, anything else on Severance Pack?
This is good.
Word. So this is Everybody's Hip Hop Label, the Boom Bap Chat. If you can see it, that's the album cover right there by Illpo. It's Severance Pack. If you have not heard this album, I recommend you go listen to it, get the CD, support these guys, go back and listen to the back catalog. Illpo is dope. Before we get out of here, guys, I want to celebrate some hip hop albums with you guys. If you're down for it. Now, normally my man Profound is here as a co-host, but like I said earlier, his son is a phenomenal football player and they have practice and they're in a different time zone. So they're at practice right now. So shout out to Profound and his son, Lil Pro. But this is his voice you're about to hear as we do this little intro piece into a final segment we'd like to call One Word. So here we go.
Ready to rumble!
In this portion of the show, we'll show an assortment of hip-hop albums and challenge our guests to describe them in one word or less. Do you accept the challenge?
All right, there it is, guys. I'm going to show you an album. Can you describe it in one word or less? Do you think you guys can do it?
One word or less, which is no words, right?
One word or no words.
Just so I'm clear. You have the right eyes. That makes sense, right? No words, right? I'm just making sure. All right,
non-verbal cues.
Non-verbal cues, right. That's right. All right, the first, we haven't talked about this duo yet, but this is a really, really dope duo. This is Raekwon with Ghostface Killah, Only Built for Cuban Links. Jay, we'll start with you. One word.
Purple.
All right, he did it. Boons.
Zenith.
All right, so you can do more words if I ask a follow-up. So why Zenith?
Because I seen it like a zenith.
Yeah. I seen it like a zenith.
Because I seen it like a zenith.
Well, he said I saw it like a 12-inch zenith. Believe it. You know what I'm saying?
All right, next one is another duo, producer-MC duo. Maybe the greatest of all time. Let y'all decide. This is Paid in Full by Eric B. and Rakim. And Boons, we'll start with you first.
Iconic.
Yes.
Greatest.
All right, great. What do you think? Greatest album, greatest duo, greatest MC?
Me as a young lad, that was the first album I dissected and ingested and listened to over and over and over and over again.
That's a good one to dissect over and over again. All right. Speeding up, this is a cover. I've actually never seen this color on this cover, but it is what it is. This is Life After Death by the Notorious Big. What do you think, Jay?
Go to Boons. I'm thinking on that.
He's deferring to Boons to go first. All right, Boons, you got something?
One word or less?
One word or less, yeah.
Moment.
Okay.
Can I explain?
Let me say my word.
Jay, you say your word
my
first.
My one
yeah.
word, because this is where I was going. My one word is dormitory.
We doing the same thing.
I think
so
you
let
are.
Me
yeah.
elaborate. Yeah, so yeah, ahead. We was in school when this joint dropped. And I said moment because when I tell you it was a moment, I remember coming home from work when this album dropped and walking by every room. And every room was playing this album. Mm-hmm. Like
and it the was album was not even out yet.
You weren't supposed to say that part, but yes, that's true.
So, nah, I'm going to say that. The album wasn't even out, but every dorm room was blasting Life After yeah. Death.
Word up. All right, two more. You've seen it. You know this album very well. It's personal, but I would love to get your one word on it. This is your album, Severance Pack by Il Po.
Go ahead, Jay.
Cash App.
What'd you say? Did you say Cash App?
Great word.
That is a great,
great word.
Yes, Cash App Jay tonight and get this album a few days later.
Yeah, Cash App. Cash App.
I'm gonna say hey, one of the options is one word or less, right?
Correct.
I have no words.
I was left them speechless.
Speechless.
That's great. All right, last one. Might be the greatest hip hop group of all time. Some say. I wouldn't debate them. This is, it might be the greatest album, hip hop album of all time. This is Midnight Marauders by A Tribe Called Quest. We'll give you some time. Almas, you can say your word on this one too if you want. I know we've done this album a few times, but
you already know what I'm gonna say, man. Well, you probably don't know what I'm gonna say.
What's your word, Almas? You can go for you. Give him some time,
man. Yeah, I got a couple, but the first word to come to my mind is phenomenal, bro. I was blown away the first time I heard.
Yeah,
I heard this album, man. I couldn't believe that they, because I didn't think they would be able to supersede what they did, with a Low End Theory. But when I heard this, I was just like, I was stuck, man. That intro, I had to go back to like Biko, Stephen Biko. I listened to that like 10 times before I could go to the rest of the album.
Right.
I was just like, couldn't believe that they killed it like that. Like,
yeah, they did.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, phenomenal. That's the first word to come to my mind.
And this is why Al Moss cannot play this game well, because he can never just do one word.
I can't, bro.
He just can't do one word.
It's hard, bro. It's hard, bro.
All right, Jay, what you got? What's your one word?
Essence.
You say essence?
Yeah.
Okay, I might come back to that. Boons, what's your word?
Cultural.
Cultural. Yeah. Okay. All right, why essence?
It just takes me back to True Sticks, Iowa Radio. I know y'all remember the AIWA joints that you can play and record and whatever. And it was just a great time for our culture and hip hop. It had so many people that were involved in it, and it was just great. I mean, I can walk into my bar that I go to down the street, which is I'm the only one that really looks like me, but that bar has that album on vinyl. Mm. So it had a cultural impact that spread outside of our neighborhoods and spread into all neighborhoods. So kudos to Tribe.
Yeah, dope. Boons, anything you would add to that with your word?
Just again, that was a joint with all the faces on it too, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yep. Cultural, yo. Yeah. Cultural. That the impact of that, it was culture defining damn near at that time. It was one of the things that shaped my childhood.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was hoping you was gonna pull out Stakes as High.
I should have. That's a dope album too.
And I thought you was gonna pull out P Rock and CL Smooth.
Ooh, because that would
the
be
duo,
cool.
You know what I'm saying?
You know the one I almost pulled out tonight was The Shining by Smith and Wesson. I almost pulled that one out. That's one of my favorites. Love
I'm telling
album.
Y'all, man, we need if we don't take this conversation offline at some point and just chop it up, y'all the type of minds. It's like I feel like real talk, this type of conversation we had with our homies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what Straight we try up. To do here. Yeah. Well, I appreciate that, man. Yeah, we try to make it, you know. That's what we try to do, just talk about what we love, hip hop music. Right. You know? So
I envy y'all because that's what, like, me not being in the city that I live, I miss that camaraderie that y'all have, like between you two and the crew. I'm struggling to come up creatively because you need to be around that creative energy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's hard to do it by yourself, like to generate it by yourself. But when I was around, like people, like you doing shows and you building with cats, you ciphering, you this or that, it's easy to go home and just like pin a joint, you know what I'm saying? Because you like thriving off of that energy. So right. I just want to encourage y'all to keep, man, keep, because it's coming through y'all music. You know what I'm saying? You can really hear it in the music. Like, even though it's just you two being represented on an album, you could tell there's others behind y'all that's helping you develop that type of music. So keep that. Don't lose that, bro.
Appreciate
it. Thank you, yeah. bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I like to throw out an idea, see if you guys want to try to get this together with me. You know that North Carolina, a lot of people think Little Brother and Ninth Wonder, and rightfully so, they're super dope. But there's tons of dope artists coming out of North Carolina. It'd be cool to do like a North Carolina show. You know, you mentioned a lot of artists from North Carolina that you rock with. Be fun to have like everyone on, you know, the chat and just, yeah. you know, just kind of celebrate, you know, the scene there in North absolutely. Carolina. So
absolutely.
You want to, you know, try to get that together. I think that'd be super dope. So,
yeah, yeah. We can get some music together. Mm-hmm. You know, some artists, we definitely know them. That's for damn sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll have to talk about that.
So I got a question based off of that. Like, what is it about North Carolina? Like, because when you, like, you wouldn't think, when Little Brother came out, I was like, man, they doing hip. I was like, must have been naive. So I'm like, they doing hip hop like that in North Carolina? Like, so what is it about? Like, because my, and shout out to, you know, my grandmother's from Due West, South Carolina. So I have a connection there in Carolina. So like, what is it about that space and that area that's like got you guys producing the type of music that y'all producing?
I think it's that it's almost a freedom here to move how you want, because the influences are going to seep in. We're influenced from everything from East Coast, South, West Coast. We get all the influences and it kind of shapes the product. But you have some of the dopest. You have your J. Cole's, your the Babies, Rhapsody, phenomenal artists. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then some, like I said, it's so many artists that you probably have never heard of that are, you know, I dare to say, on the same level as some of those artists you just may not hear from.
Right.
And I think, like I said, we have the benefit of a lot of different music that seeps into, you know, into North Carolina. And I think now the way the game is, it's all over the place now. You know, it used to be like, okay, when you're in a certain area, you're only going to hear certain music. Now you hear everything wherever you're at. You know what I'm saying? But I do think that North Carolina, it's kind of like you can get a little bit of everything from here. We done heard some stupid ratchet shit, you know what I'm saying, that come out of the state. And we done heard some niggas that'll bar you up. So, you know, I think you get a little bit of everything here. I think that's one of the things that's kind of like a melting pot. What'd you say, Jay?
It's a couple of things. I can speak on Greensboro in particular. And big shout out to, you know, the Busy Boys. And the Busy Boys consisted of Ski Beats, who did basically all the Reasonable Doubt. He's from Greensboro.
Oh,
he's responsible for Camp Low. He did Luchini. He just did a Gene Brown does this huge beat down in Charlotte, and he was on the bill against, I can't remember the guy he went against, but the headliners were Diamond D versus Large Professor. But there's a couple of things I feel like the gatekeepers in Carolina are hip hop lovers. So there are a lot of people here, there are clubs and promoters that want to keep that torch burning. You know, J. Cole used to freestyle at the local 508 in Chapel Hill before we knew him as J. Cole. Then you have another thing that people kind of fail to kind of talk about is that there are about 12 or 13 historically black colleges and universities in the state of North Carolina.
Yeah.
So when you have this big, you know, kind of pilgrimage of students coming from everywhere across the state and across the country and across the world, you're going to get a bunch of different things, and you're going to get some people that are real kind of conduits for the culture. Like the school me and Boons went to, it's the largest HBCU in the country. I think their enrollment is like 14,000 students. That's something unheard of at an HBCU.
Right.
So you got to think about it. That's students from all over. And I think that's the thing. And people just want, you know, it's a lot of talent, you know, from Fantasia Barrino to Jodeci to outside of just hip hop, you know, Sunshine Anderson,
Anthony Hamilton, Daughtry. What you want? Yeah, like, Daughtry? Yeah. Huh?
Daughtry? What you want? What you want? Clay Aiken? Clay Aiken? He's from the huh? Clay Aiken.
Look, we lost them with that. They're like, we don't even know those guys. Y'all, American Idol, y'all. American Idol.
I remember Clay. I didn't know the other name.
I'm like these rappers? These hip hop artists? Not. We crossed genres, yo. We just crossed the genres.
I know,
we just speaking
on the
town.
Clay Aiken ain't a rapper. Or maybe he does rap. I don't know.
But it's here. You know, we've done shows with Rhapsody. We've done shows with Ninth. We've done shows with Pooh. We haven't done a show with Lil Brother together. Hint, hint, wink, wink. But you know what I'm saying? We've crossed paths with a lot of individuals, and it's a lot more layers to our story that people are not even aware of. Kind of the connections that we have with certain individuals, some of the individuals you named, that, you know, eventually those stories will come out.
Yeah. No, we'll definitely have to have you back on the show.
For sure.
And get some more of those stories. And, you know, when you have new music, which might be soon, it sounds like, talk about new music.
I'm about to hit the button right now.
So stay tuned for that. Y'all tune into the Boom Bap Chat with Everybody's Hip Hop Label. Make sure you pre-order our book, The Boom Bap Review, Volume 5. You can check it out at boombapreview.com. The very last thing that we do, fellas, is we give shout outs. So I'm going to send it over to Aramas to give his shout outs. I'll give a few, and then I'll hand it over to you guys to give the final shout outs and the final word of the night. So Aramas, who you want to shout out tonight, man?
Man, just want to shout out my the crib, Chicago, Southside. Just got back, spending 2 weeks back at the crib. So it was dope being back home. Shout out to, you know, my father-in-law who just passed away. So shout out to him. God bless him. And shout out to family, man. Like, been spending a lot of time with family. So it's been like a blessing just to get poured into and to pour into family too. So shout out to my Boom Bap Chat brothers, you know, Bo, Stowe, Till. And shout out to y'all brothers, man, tonight for coming through. I appreciate y'all, man. Keep doing the music that y'all doing. The album is fire. It's inspiring me. So I appreciate y'all, man. Keep doing what y'all doing. And thank y'all for taking time to being on the Boom Bap Chat. The show.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Almas. I want to shout out everyone that tuned in tonight. We had a lot of people tuning in. Appreciate that. I know E the Mad Assassin was tuning in. Our guy Marcus. It's good to see you back, Marcus. My man, there's a bunch of people, too many to name tonight. So just appreciate all of you tuning in. We're gonna be back on our regular scheduled program every 2 weeks. So in 2 weeks we'll be back. At it again, so make sure you tune in 2 weeks from now. And the only other shout out I want to give is to you guys, Ilpo. Just appreciate you guys taking some time to talk with us and share a little bit more. Hopefully, you know, there's a lot of people out there watching that already knew about you and know how dope you are, and hopefully there's a few new heads that have never heard of y'all before, and now you got some new fans. So I really hope that has happened tonight, and just appreciate your dedication to the art and making dope music. So thank you. Salute to you, fellas. And with that, I'll hand it over to you guys for the final shout outs of the night.
Yo, I'm gonna go. First shout out to the Nielsen ratings that MC Till about to get off this episode. This episode is gonna go through the roof. Yo, shout out to y'all, first of all, for allowing us to be here tonight. Shout out to my family, you know, my wife and my kids. Shouts out to the audio traffickers, big shouts to First Up, our engineer, his wife, Kimmy B, that always hold us down. Shout outs to our watch team, B Square OC from NC. Shouts to everybody that's bought spent their hard-earned money on anything Illpo puts out. Like, for real. Thank y'all for buying our CDs. Thank y'all for buying our hats. You know what I'm saying? Thank you to the artisans that pay us to perform. Also, because you don't have to. You know what I mean? Like, we appreciate that. I'm thankful that it's 50 years of hip-hop. I'm thankful for all the people that have came before us, that have gave us all this dope content and gave us all this real of what's going on in our worlds. And yeah, shout out to my brother Boones for rocking with me for a long time. Because, you know, I remember one time Boones was, he was saying a speech somewhere. He was like, man, it's crazy when you got a dream and you got to, you know what I'm saying, you share it with somebody, you know what I'm saying? That's some special type of shit. So, yo, shouts to my brother Boones. Shouts to the Illpo brand. And we're going to keep going, man. Shouts to y'all that's tuning in and staying in tune with what we doing and how we moving.
Well done. Am I good?
Oh yeah, you're good. Go ahead. Yeah.
So till first of all, shout out to you. Thanks for having us. Real talk. I'm looking forward to the bridges that we building here. You know what I'm saying? I want us to really try to capitalize and build. I think that's how we all grow and get better. Mas, I gotta find your music, bro. Hit me up with a link or something, because I can already hear it. You know what I'm saying? So however we need to hook that up, like, let's do it so we can get, again, we trying to build bridges. So shout out to you, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to everybody who supported us along the journey. Like, it's too many to name. You know, Jay named a few. Shout out to our merch girls, you know what I'm saying, Trina and Monica. Shout out to our families who supported us all throughout the years. You know, we've had so many moments where, you know, people who ain't managers are trying to manage. People who ain't merch people are trying to merch. People who ain't video, like, they, however they can help, they will help. And they only might got a 2 or 3 year run in them. You know, me and Jay been on a trip the whole time together, but there's been a lot of people that ain't got behind the wagon and pushed. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody who's, you know, giving us, you know, any type of energy that they have to try to move forward. And last but not least, man, shout out to all the creators, man. Keep creating. Mm. You know, that's what make the world go round. So shout out to all my creators, man.
Yeah. Word up. Well said. And on that note, we say peace, 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 peace.